Yeah, not surprisingly, Joe Biden remains unpopular. Joe Biden remains unpopular in Michigan, just like he is all over the country. Doesn't seem that Dana Nessel's particularly popular. Gretchen Whitmer apparently is above water again. All these results coming to me from Bernie Porn, President Epic MRA. Bernie, good to have you back.
For having me back, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Joe Biden doing slightly better in your poll than he is in a variety of polls in other states. I don't know.
Not on job rating.
What? Say that again?
Not on job rating. He has an unfavorable rating in terms of how they view him personally. 52% unfavorable, 41% favorable. But when we asked about his job rating, only 31% gave him a positive job rating. 69% gave him a negative job rating. And that is a few points different than the last time we tested it, when it was 66 to 32% negative job rating.
So it's gotten worse.
It is a few points worse than it was when we last tested it. And
Let me ask you this, Bernie. With a 31% job approval rating, I mean, okay, so they like the guy well enough at 41%. I'd eat ice cream with him, I guess, right? But when it gets to his job at 31%, is that even electable? I mean, what does that do to the Democrat Party across the state? What does it do to Gretchen Whitmer or Alyssa Slotkin or anybody else who's in a competitive race?
Well, the fear among Democrats is that it will be a drag on them. Now, so far in the gubernatorial race, while Gretchen Whitmer has a 50 to 45% favorable rating, that is unchanged from 50 to 43 the last time. However, her job rating is also, her rating is also underwater at 52 to 47% negative job rating. It was 52 to 45 the last time, so that's a couple points better. So it's not impacting her yet. However, of concern is that we matched a unknown generic Republican against Governor Whitmer because there was uncertainty as to who was going to be on the ballot. And sure enough, we have five candidates that the staff at the Secretary of State report did not make the number of signatures they needed. But against a generic Republican, 46% were voting for the Republican candidate, 45% for Governor Whitmer. She did lead among the direct vote without leaners, 39 to 36%.
But she's vulnerable.
She is vulnerable, and that is to be expected in a polarized state like Michigan. And so, although she has not run ad number one yet, and the candidates, most of them who are now out of the election, unless the Board of Election members decide to keep them on the ballot, which I think is doubtful. They've been doing advertising, whereas Whitmer has not run an ad yet, and she's got plenty of money to run ads. But at this juncture, why, sure, it's going to be a close election, and it could well be that the abortion issue, as well as the issue of whether or not the election was stolen from Trump, could play a role in not only the race.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes much of a difference. But I'll tell you this, DiPerno and Nessel are neck and neck as well in the AG race, according to your numbers here, right?
Yep.
I'm going to take issue with question 21, Bernie. Bernie Porn here with the Epic MRA, because here's the thing. You ask if America agrees or disagrees with overturning Roe v. Wade, and you come out with 63% disagree. Until you actually ask them the question, Bernie, that you should ask. Do you agree with abortions in the second trimester? 2/3 of Americans say no. Do you agree with abortions in the third trimester? More than 80% of Americans say no. Your question's flawed, Bernie. It's a terrible question. Come on, you're better than that.
Well, it's simply the question of what has gotten a lot of attention in the last week, upcoming decision that is expected.
Well, yeah, Bernie, and I understand that, but here's the point. Do Americans support Roe v. Wade? It is a general rule, yes, in the first trimester, not through the entire pregnancy, which if you just ask an open-ended question without any more specifics, it's not a valid question. You have to ask Michigan people or Americans, do you support abortion in the second trimester, the third trimester? The answer is overwhelmingly no. But if you ask them, do you support the right to an abortion is a general proposition, the answer is yes, but not in those circumstances. So the I just take issue with question 21 as being meaningless.
Well, I think that it would be difficult to separate it with based on not only our poll, but all polls, to get down into the weeds and talk about the first, second.
That's not weeds, Bernie. That's people. People don't think that abortion should be conducted up to the moment of birth. That's not being in the weeds, my friend. That's asking what people actually think about abortion and how long it should be allowed.
However,
Americans think it should be allowed to about 10 or 12 weeks.
They also do not believe quite strongly that there should be no exceptions to save the life of the mother. And DiPerno and Caramo both oppose abortion, even in cases to save the life of the mother, as I understand it, as well as in rape and incest. And that overwhelmingly is
that's true.
And Americans
do believe that there should be exceptions for the life of the mother or rape and incest.
That's also true.
You're exactly right, Bernie. So ask the questions properly.
Well, I think that we just as a general frame of reference on the question of Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court, we asked it, and 89% of Democrats disagree, 68% of independents. However, among Republicans, 48% to 36% said that they agree that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. And so it is, again, a partisan breakout. But for those who take the extreme position that in no instance should there be an exception, and there is now a proposal to...
You see, Bernie, that bothers me, too. Now, hold on. You see, as a pollster, you shouldn't refer to anybody's position as extreme. You're a pollster. You should be nonpartisan, shouldn't you be?
Well, when you look at all the polls, the collection of polls, and you have overwhelming opposition greater than what I just cited for no exceptions.
Based on that, the idea that abortions would be conducted in the second and third trimester is extreme. According to polling, lots of it out there. You know, I'm just, listen, Bernie, we've talked for years. We get along well. I just don't think the question is very well asked because it doesn't clarify, and I think you could certainly do that. Anyhow, great information, interesting information. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, the last word is we also ask, as we always have, are you pro-choice or pro-life? And usually it's been about a 5 or 6 point difference. Now it's 57-33, pro-choice over pro-life, with pro-life being accepted to save the life of the mother.
Bernie Porn, always a good conversation, my friend. I appreciate you being here as always.
Anytime, Steve. Take care.
Thank you, Bernie. I'll take a break here on the Steve Huber Show and be back with Norm Schenkel from the Canvassers, State Board of Canvassers. Don't go anywhere. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.